Here we go again. The transfer test treadmill is back rolling. Easter is over and thoughts are again turning to the selection tests coming down the track later this year. For thousands of P6 pupils, that means lots of practice tests. The Ulster Teachers Union has demanded an end to what it calls the nonsense of the selection process. It says it's all an unnecessary pressure on schools and pupils. But with political stalemate on the way forward, is there any real prospect of change? Avril Hall Callaghan joins us, and your General Secretary of the UTU. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
And Paul Hewitt, former Principal of Royal School Dungannon. Good morning. Well, I'm not sure we have Paul at the moment, but we'll come to you first anyway. Avril, you're calling for an end to this selection. Why?
Well, we've been calling for an end to selection for many, many, many years. And again, we debated at our conference this year, just at Easter past, and it was overwhelmingly supported the resolution to end academic selection. It was proposed by our current president, Stephen McCord. It was passed with only one person in the entire hall voting against it. And I just wonder how many more years are children going to be subjected to this kind of form of child abuse? There's no longer any justification for putting children through this charade, because grammar schools now select up to capacity using a ranking system. And that means there many now are accepting what in the past would have been D-band pupils.
Paul Hewitt, I think, can join us now. You're former principal of Royal School Dungannon, and you don't agree.
Good morning, Lisa. No, I don't agree at all. I think this is just a rehash of all the old arguments again, and I think that we've got to remember that we are by no means a failed system, as we keep being told. I think it's very disappointing that people keep talking down our education system, and no wonder it is that many people seem to think that it's worse than it actually is. Northern Ireland has been a huge success story in many ways. That is not saying that it's a perfect system, but it's acknowledged across the whole of the United Kingdom as having some of the best results, not just for grammar school pupils, but also secondary school pupils outperforming young people in the same kind of socioeconomic areas in the rest of the United Kingdom.
But Paul, is there an unnecessary pressure on children and their parents with, you know, two different types of selection tests?
Yes, there are two types of tests, and the two bodies have tried to see if there would be some way forward. But they are two totally different types of test, and it's quite understandable that the Catholic sector feel that they want to have a different type of test, the type of test that is sat in AQE for children coming from all backgrounds to their schools, some of which are Catholic schools as well. They are there to give the schools as much information as possible about the levels of English and maths that they're coming from their primary schools. And that's understandable. And let's remember that the vast majority of the pupils coming to those schools are children who are academically able in their cohort.
Well, maybe you're a parent this morning who's just embarking on that process. How do you feel about Avril Hall Callaghan's call and Paul Hewitt's defence? 0845955678. Back to you for a moment, Avril Hall Callaghan. Do you think that it is realistic that you can get rid of this any selection process? Because surely schools have to decide on some sort of criteria.
Well, I hope we can move forward into the 21st century, because at the moment we are caught in a backwater here. I would agree with Paul. Yes, we do have excellent results here. We have excellent results at the top end of the system. We have very, very poor results at the bottom end of the system. And that doesn't show that there's a quality of opportunity for all. The reason we do have excellent results and above perhaps the rest of the UK in some areas is because we have excellent teachers and very supportive parents. But all the international results would show that compared to other countries in the world, we are still failing.
Well, without the agreement at the Assembly and a new system, we're still going to have this stalemate, this limbo land. Is that something that both of you can agree on, that it isn't ideal? You first, Paul.
Well, I think they're we need to do an awful lot of education for parents and pupils about what's involved in this. I think obviously there is a level, it would be foolish to say that there wasn't a level of nervousness and pressure on children, the vast majority of whom come through it very well. Of course, there are some who come through it less well. That's natural. We do go, we've gone a long way since the minister abolished the test, resulting in the need for a test to be devised. We've got familiarisation days, which everybody now is in agreement about as being a great thing. The pupils can go in and see the schools in a way they didn't previously. There's also it's also got to be remembered that where children sit at a test, they're sitting at in a place that they want to come to. They're not being forced to. 30 or 35% of children don't take the test at all. It's those who wish to avail of the opportunities. And we've got to say, too, that there's many, many good alternatives for children around the cities and towns of our province. But in some cases, they're limited by remoteness and so forth. And this system allows children living in the rural areas of our schools who are in our province to be able to get to the schools that are best equipped for their needs and abilities. And I think we just need simply to work very hard at making sure that some of the myths and some of the demons that are associated with this are removed. And I think that it's not the case of this being a 20th century. This is a 21st century system which provides the way forward for children to go into, particularly into higher education. There are problems that we need to deal with, Lisa, and I agree with Avril that the issue is not, it's not one about the type of selection. It's you see, that the problem here is that there's a huge leap from talking about disadvantage and underachievement, which exists, and it exists in other parts of the UK too. Of course it does. But it's a huge leap to going from blaming selection from that point. And even if I agreed with her in part, which I don't, this is a far more complex problem. We've had 30 years of trouble. We've got unemployment issues. We've lost traditional industrial industries in our province. There are family patterns, which are a big factor. And there's a parental need for children in many areas to earn rather than go into higher education. So I think this is very much a problem of the present, and we have to work at the issues, as many schools are doing.
Stephen's in Antrim. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you're a campaigner on this issue.
Yes, I'm the chairman for the Parental Alliance for Choice in Education in Northern Ireland. I've been campaigning for about 11 or 12 years on this issue, as soon as Martin McGuinness decided to announce the ending of the 11 plus. Fortunately, he hadn't been able to achieve that end, even though the department abdicated the responsibility by withdrawing the test. Other individuals in the private sector now, if you like, have done what parents and pupils need and provided alternative tests. These have been as popular, if not more popular, than the former transfer test.
But the 11 plus has gone, Stephen.
Well, I don't think you quite understand. I don't think it has. If you accept that the 11 plus is a measure of attainment of primary pupils in English and as, okay, so it hasn't gone. And I think all parents need to know how well their children are doing in those two core subjects before they leave primary school. Okay. I don't think anybody can argue against that, because after all, the department's own figures would claim that there is underachievement in primary schools in numeracy and literacy. We've had millions of pounds spent on this issue, but guess what? The results haven't changed over the last decade. This is an ideological battle that Sinn Féin, through their minister, or ministers, have imposed on people here against the will of the people. And guess what? The people have resisted and shown that they are quite
okay.
happy to use private tests instead of...
Okay, Avril, is this against... Is abolishing selection against the will of the people?
Well, you see, we're turning this into a political issue, and I think that's where people are going wrong here. It should be an educational issue, and it should be educationalists who advise on how we go forward. And all the teacher unions at the moment are supportive of a non-selective system at age 11.
Can I ask Avril a question then? Would she have chosen to use the selective system for her children?
Certainly not. My daughter went through the Dixon plan in Craigavon, which is an excellent system.
Which also, if you were fully informing people, Avril, gives people that live in the Dixon plan the opportunity to take the 11 plus and to attend.
My daughter did not take the 11 plus test because I wouldn't have put her through that, Stephen.
But you're quite happy to withdraw that choice from other parents?
I don't withdraw anything from anybody. I would just like to offer everybody an equal system to go forward into the future, and we don't have that at the moment. If you look at the tutor system, I mean, parents who can afford to can get their children tutored for these entrance tests. Those that can't afford to, and there are increasingly more of the middle class at the moment who can't afford to because they've lost their jobs in this austerity and depression that we're in.
And how do you deal then, Avril, with the aim behind those tests, which is to measure attainment in English and maths? How else are parents to know?
Sorry.
Are we to rely on teacher assessment for that?
Teacher assessment, professional assessment is what parents do rely on.
Well,
all
I'm afraid I'm a parent who doesn't rely on it. I would far rather than an independent test was carried out, rather than having a weak assurance from a teacher who, after all, doesn't give you a rebate or a refund or any second chance, if you like, when
teachers
they get their
assessment
wrong.
Teachers actually use standardised testing in all primary schools, and there are measures given to parents based on standardised tests.
Oh, like NELA?
We're not sure
exactly
what these entrance tests are about. Are they standardised? Are they reliable? What exactly do they measure?
Yes.
And at the end of the day, when children who go in to non-selective schools come out with degrees when they're 21, 22, in the same way as those that go to selective schools, what is the difference,
apart from
educational apartheid?
Yes. Avril, you're talking exactly about the Sinn Féin ideology, equality of outcome.
Sorry, I don't want to politicise this at all, Stephen.
Well,
this is about education.
It's not just Sinn Féin, to be fair, Stephen, who believe that.
It's a political issue whether you like it or not. It is no accident that the Education Ministry in Northern Ireland, since we've had devolution restored, has been a Sinn Féin minister. If Avril is so detached from reality that she cannot accept that this is a political issue, then I'm afraid that she doesn't understand how this world works.